I'll start recording now. It looks like it's in progress. Yeah, so we should be good to go.
All right, I will call the meeting to order at 5:33 for CCI. And we can just go around and introduce ourselves. I'm Shannon Knight, I'm the chair.
Ed Schwarz, member.
Stephen Shear, member.
Gary Walvotny, member.
Vicki Olson, vice chair.
Mary Baumgartner, city council liaison.
And Darren Wise, staff liaison.
All right. Do we have any public comment?
We had one person request the meeting link, but I do not see them on right now. So
I will resend in a message, invite to her right now, and I'll let you know if she pops on.
Okay, so we can just go back to that if they end up coming on. Okay, and we have approval of meeting notes for July 26th.
I just have one minor edit, and this, Shannon, is something you've probably experienced in your life too. My name is spelled with an F.
Okay. So if someone wants to move to approve the minutes with that one change.
I move to approve.
I'll second.
All right, so it's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting notes. And all in favor, just say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. And it's approved. Moving on. So you should all have the revised updates to the bylaws. When I was going through the the goal one, it kind of seemed like there was stuff that specifically called out CCI to be involved with, because it says language. Through the CCI, and so I put those kind of in a separate, those all in a separate bullet points under the number, and then there's stuff that seemed more like it was the city's requirement to do, and so I put those in a separate bullet point. And hope that makes sense. Let me know if you have any comments. So goal one did say, so in the membership part, membership in the goal one says, as a component of the program for citizen involvement should include an officially recognized community, blah, 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 blah. Broadly representative geographic areas and interests related to land use and land use decisions. So it does make it seem like the membership should have interests related to land use. So I put that in there instead of just being, you know, not knowing anything about land use and just being more of the outreach person. So I didn't know thoughts on that, but that's what goal one says.
have one question, Shannon.
Yeah.
So under Article 8 duties, number 3, and then E, as in Ed, after that, all the previous ones had a per goal 1 and then a hashtag number such and such. Section E doesn't have a hash number there. Is that?
That might be because that one is. I don't know. The whole goal 1 is like not well organized. And their numbering system. Let me pull it up really quick.
I just want to make sure we didn't miss something that should have been in there.
Yeah. So what did I say it was? D. Yeah, so it just has D1. It doesn't have a. So I could put a, I guess, goal 1D. I could put a number 1 sign there, like a hashtag 1.
Okay. Like I said, just wanted to make sure we didn't miss something. So that's fine. Thanks.
But yeah, that's a separate section than all the other numbers came from a different section. So that's why. But everyone's okay with leaving the on the membership that they have to be. Have interest related to land use and land use decisions.
Is that required?
I mean, that's what goal 1 says.
Okay.
But I don't know, like, if since this is a separate committee that's servicing goal 1, if it necessarily, if we just have to have some members that have the land use knowledge for goal 1, or if that all members have to have it. That's kind of where I was not sure.
Now, I think you could read that pretty broadly. I mean, it says, you know, having interests related to, well, you know, almost everybody has some interest, right, related to land use if you're interested in getting involved in anything related to government almost. But, you know, I don't think it means that people have to be developers or, you know, commercial building owners or anything like that. I think, if you read that broadly enough, I think it could still entail general members of the public as well.
Okay. And then I did put in that section that a neighborhood association representative instead of saying a president, so that if it had to be like the VP or somebody else that was wanting to be sharing of duties there, I didn't know how everyone felt, or if you want it to be specifically the president.
I like it open. Maybe the president might want to assign somebody else to this committee.
Yeah, that's how I felt. Like, they probably go to so many meetings already. They might, you know, just want to give a duty to someone else. Okay, and then I changed the meetings on the way to remove. I just kind of copied the. I checked the CAG handbook, and that's basically what it says in the CAG handbook. So that's the language I kind of use there.
I think it looks okay.
Okay.
With how it's written.
Okay, and then I told you that I think those were all the changes I really made, other than just kind of organizing the other sections.
I think it looks a lot better, Shannon. Just streamlined a little bit and organized I like it.
All right. Oh, thank you. Okay. So do we want to vote to accept this as what we want to take to council? Someone want to make a motion?
I make a motion that we vote on accepting the bylaws, rewritten bylaws, and to send them to council. Am I even close? Am I hitting it?
I think that's good. Yeah.
I'll second.
All right. So it's been moved and second to accept these bylaws to send to council. And everyone, you can just put hands up if you approve. Aye, so no. I see all hands up. Okay. So we will get those off to council for council's approval. And then moving on, it might be done very fast. To looking at, so I figured if we're going to go to council, we should probably make sure on this 2018 guide that, or document, I don't know what you want to call it, that it, we make sure that it's, you know, we have nothing to change or add or whatever, and then we can take both things to council at the same time.
So we're looking at the review of the Westland land use planning process, that report?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, was there some parts of it that we wanted to pull out?
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to see, if what you guys thought, like if there was parts that you wanted to revisit because this was done so many years ago, or you want to just accept it as is.
Shannon, a couple of people have their hands up. No, Derek.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, go ahead, Darren.
I was just going to say we've got two guests with us now. If you want to,
okay,
so let them do their 5 minutes, or if you just want to continue with the conversation and circle back to them afterwards, up to you, Chair Knight.
I guess we can. Are you okay? Okay, hold on, Stefan. Okay. So let's go with, I see Terry. Go ahead, Terry.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for letting me get in. I actually just signed up a few minutes ago, so I appreciate Lynn sending a link so quickly. I just wanted to talk with you about a situation. I don't quite understand what's going on. I just found out today that there's going to be a TAB meeting tomorrow, where I guess there's going to be a presentation about roundabouts. And this is something that I've been, you know, talking about at length, you know, hoping to have a conversation about it. And finally, there is going to be one. And I just find out about it today. And I see that the email that went out to TAB members only went out yesterday. So it looks like there might have only been 2 days' notice. Plus, the agenda doesn't have a link to the presentation or any information about roundabouts on the agenda, or a link to the minutes, which, you know, over and over again, you know, I, as a counselor and as a citizen, I've asked, you know, if you're going to post agenda, please include the relevant information, because I don't know how members or council people or the public can prepare to provide input or questions or whatever when they don't have any information. They just show up at the meeting and, you know, like, I mean, there was a meeting recently where Mr. Calvert presented a bunch of stuff on the board in tiny print. Anybody looking at home couldn't have seen it. And he talked really fast and you know, it just makes it difficult. You know, I think we're a city that values citizen input, and this is, this could really be improved. Need to think about what you need to do to help people be involved. So I'm just coming to you to ask you to look into this and to reinforce the idea that council rules state that that the agenda should be posted 10 days in advance for council meetings, and CAGs follow the rules of the council. So all your regular meetings should be posted 10 days in advance with all the information. And I'm sure that if Mr. Calvert was going to have a presentation, he would have had that prepared well in advance, not just 2 days in advance. So, you know, just out of common courtesy, you know, just be good to please recommend to council that they address this problem, because it's, you know, it's been going on an awful lot lately. I know we've got some staffing issues and so forth, but this is about basic transparency and citizen involvement, which is what your committee is about. So thank you for the work you do. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Terry. All right, and then also looks like we have Keisha.
Hello, thank you, Terry. And thank you everyone on the committee to be able to allow me in this meeting. I actually just wanted to sit in on this meeting. I have a few minutes open till my next meeting. So I wanted to hear a little bit about how the process is going and get a little bit more information. But yeah, ditto to what Terry Cummins is saying. I think that that information is very, very, very important. And I do think the work that you guys are doing is important as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Keisha. All right. So going back to your agenda, so Stefan, you can go.
Yeah, thanks, Shannon. I did have a point of clarification regarding the last agenda item, and I know it's something that we talked about at our previous meeting, but I just wanted to follow up on so the name of the committee, whether it's we use the noun citizen or community. Did we receive any clarification on that? I don't, Darren.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. I just looked back at my notes and reminded myself that I was supposed to contact DLCD. So I will do that tomorrow to clarify whether or not it matters if we use one noun over the other one. So, and I'll report back to the group as soon as I hear that. Yeah, thanks for bringing that reminder to me.
Yeah, and I left it as the citizen just because I think the last discussion the group thought that it was a better word, you know, just our opinions. But if the council wants to change it and it's not a problem for DLCD, then that's their prerogative too. All right, so it's hard for me to look at the screen and read all this stuff. I think the executive summary of this 2018 document is, you know, probably all fine. I think where we might want to look at maybe is in the findings section, and just see if there's anything we want to add or subtract on there.
On what page?
I'm on page 7.
7.
I think that's where, I think the rest is mostly just like history and that kind of stuff. So I don't know that this is kind of the findings or the kind of stuff that's actually the recommendations, is from what I'm understanding. Gary, you can correct me if I'm wrong. So this would be kind of the meat of this, basically. So I do know that, you know, it's always been a complaint, at least of my neighborhood association, that the applicant comes, you know, sometimes too early in the process, which is what this is kind of saying here. That they basically have no plans at all drawn. And so then it's hard for these citizens to actually give feedback when they have no, you know, drawings or anything like that. And so I think this is one of the things that this is, right, Gary, trying to address in that section.
Yeah, so that was one of the questions that or issues that came up, that even if they have a plan, it may change along the way, and then it doesn't, it's not represented to the neighborhood. They don't see it until, you know, the 2 weeks before the actual hearing, and then at that point it's almost too late to raise any issues or to negotiate for the neighborhood association to negotiate with the applicant on any changes that might be beneficial to both sides. Excuse me.
So is there some proposal to try to, you know, prevent that? I mean, I know there's probably.
Well, and I think maybe along that line, the thing to keep in mind is that these were points for future discussion or further discussion, pointing out issues that maybe require more thought. And so it wasn't necessarily to resolve them within this report, but to bring them up potentially for a code working group, you know, as was done with HB 2001 and now Chapter 96, and I think HB 2003 is coming up. But to do something like that, where there's a broader group of the community that can be brought up to speed on this, and is there a means of addressing this particular issue, which may be resolved by having a second meeting with the applicant at the neighborhood association, or there may be some other way of resolving it. But that's just an example that these other points would also go before probably a working group or the planning commission, if depending on what council decides, if they decide to move forward at all with it. So.
Okay, so ideally, like if council decides to, I guess I'm just trying to understand what our ask with this document is going to be of council. So if we get council to, you know, adopt this document and ask that a, you know, working group be formed to address some of the issues found in this document. Is that kind of the ask?
Yeah, so that's really the ask for council is, do they want to move forward with a larger review of the process, the permitting process, and because there are some issues with it, and most of those issues are up front, before the applicant has their, before the application is determined to be complete. And then there are some things during the, possibly during the 120 days, but by and large, it's mostly ahead of the whole process.
Because like I can see, I know that some neighborhoods don't meet very often, so I could see having two neighborhood association meetings.
Well, and that really was, that was one of the issues is that some neighborhood associations don't meet monthly, and even on a monthly basis, that isn't necessarily timely for a land use process. But trying to figure out ways to accommodate that schedule, and that's where I think that it having the neighborhood association presidents involved would be advantageous. And I'll
go ahead, Ed. I see your hand up.
Yeah, Shannon, thank you. Yeah, I agree with Gary's statements that this is a document to be reviewed by council, and hopefully maybe they'll establish a working group to work through some of this. I wanted to point out, of course, section 6 of the document, potential solutions, does point to some suggestions from the group that put this together as to what might help resolve some of the issues that are raised by the document. And one of them that's already been mentioned was to ask the developer to have 2 meetings with the neighborhood association rather than the 1 meeting, because as Gary said, the first meeting is usually not informational enough to really let the members of the NA know what the development is going to look like when it's complete. And hopefully that we're able to have a second meeting with the applicants, then they can take the input from the first meeting, go back, see if any changes are going to be made or not, come back to us with a better formed plan for the development. Of course, as Gary also mentioned, there is the 120-day rule, which takes precedence. So that would have to be considered when trying to schedule 2 meetings with the applicant. But yeah, I wanted to point out that section 6 of the document does describe some of the proposed fixes for some of the issues that are brought up.
Yeah, I was thinking more along the lines of maybe the plan has to be, 30% or something like that before it can go to the neighborhood or something like that, because I think to encourage going when there's time for the neighborhood to actually see what is going to be happening or something like that. I don't know, Darren might have a better idea of what might be realistic, because I do think 2 neighborhood meetings is probably problematic, and I don't feel good about recommending 2 neighborhood meetings, because I just know time wise and that some neighborhoods never meet, and we cancel, neighborhoods sometimes don't meet at all, during the summer, a lot of the times we're canceling meetings when available. Yeah, Vicki.
Well, if we make a recommendation for this to go to the city council for review and possible working group, they could change that to 1 meeting, and then the second contact would be by email, and then feedback would go to the president of the the neighborhood association. So that, because my neighborhood, I don't think meets very often at all, but maybe an email exchange or somewhere where they can get information would be good, not necessarily a meeting.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I would like maybe us to go through and see if there's stuff that we want to change in what we're recommending, so that we're all on the same page of where we're at now as a group instead of where this group is at.
So do you want us to go through the document and just rewrite it?
No, I don't want to rewrite the whole thing. I definitely don't want to rewrite the whole thing. I just want to make sure that if that's like the suggestion, then maybe we give other options as well, you know, kind of say these are the kind of things, could be two meetings, but that's problematic. And, you know, maybe some, these are some other options.
So maybe instead of changing the wording, we just have a separate page, an attachment with other recommendations from our group.
Yep, that would be fine for me. Gary.
So I was going to mention that, at least in regard to that specific item of having two NA meetings, on page 13, there's a heading for two NA meetings under section 6.3 code changes. And it says that the CCI recommends the CDC require an applicant to conduct two meetings with the NA if the proposed development involves land uses specified in 99038. So it's specific to, and I'd have to look at what that citation actually lists, because I can't remember off the top of my head. And then it says an NA should also be able to waive the need for a second meeting with the applicant. So it doesn't mean it's a mandatory requirement. This is just a suggestion for consideration, for discussion.
Yeah, I don't know. We could go back and forth. I mean, it's probably best that a working group work this out. I mean, I think that's probably best way to go, because I would disagree. And where it says a first should occur as soon as possible after the pre-app meeting, because I think, again, after the pre-app meeting, sometimes those pre-app meetings are just really, really basic kind of stuff. And I just don't think if they go right after the pre-app meeting, I think that's the issue that we have now, is they go right after the pre-app meeting and there's really nothing to see. You know, some of them just like have, these are the plots and they have nothing against the design. Yeah, go ahead, Ed.
Thanks, Shannon. Yeah, I think I see what your point about that wording. I think it really should be certainly after the application. The first meeting should be after the complete application has been submitted to the city, right? Because between the pre-app, after the pre-app, it doesn't mean that the application has been submitted to the city at that point. It's a pre-app meeting. So they're just gathering more information from the city as to what codes apply to their particular development. So I agree that that wording is a little, you know, we could probably tweak that a little bit. But I think either, you know, I like Vicky's suggestion of maybe a separate document with any concerns we have about this, or alternatively, we could submit it as is to council and then have a discussion with them in person or a virtual discussion at one of their work sessions or at a meeting to go through the document that way. That might be another option as well.
Okay. Gary.
So just so you're aware too, I mean, this went to council 4 years ago and almost to the day. Anyway, so it is on the planning docket. It's listed on the planning docket. But at this point, staff resources haven't been put toward it, just because there have been so many other things going on. I think that's been why this has been stagnant for a while, is just that other things were already priorities at the point that this went to council, even though it in large part it originated from council, because I think there were I'm gonna have to check the names on the document, but I think there were 4 councilors who were also involved with this. So I just want to point out that they have it already. It's been on the docket, but it just doesn't have resources applied to it.
Vicki?
So, Gary, so are you saying even if we approve this, it will just go back in this very long line? It might not be addressed? Is that?
I guess sort of. I mean, it's been addressed to the point that it got on the docket, which cues it up for action at some point. And I think it's a priority item, but when we have things like HB 2001 and 2003 come up, and it didn't help that we had a pandemic, that sort of stifled things as well. So I think that's, you know, that's a consideration. But it, I mean, we can send a letter to, or CCI can send a letter to council and encourage action on this and consideration, or request further discussion with council to try and encourage this. But maybe that would happen during a joint meeting with council as well.
I mean, knowing there's a staff shortage and knowing though that they are actually working on a few code changes with a working group now, is there parts of this that we could just say these fit into the work that's already been done now or been being worked on now? Can, you know, we request that these things be looked at by the working group in the stuff that they're doing now? Or does that not make sense? Vicki?
Can we ask Mary, can you give us an opinion of what you think?
What I think the council would think?
Or what should we do? Can you consult us?
Well, I mean, I can't represent what everybody else in the council will think, but I mean, I think that this should come to be discussed by council. I mean, is that the question, whether or not it should even come to council? Or what form it should come in?
I'd hate to not do anything because it's right before us. I mean, I wouldn't mind sending it to council and then with the recommendation that a working group be formed for discussion on how to implement or how to maybe iron out some things. I'm a little nervous if we don't take care of it, it's just going to go into the dark closet again.
Absolutely. I don't want that to happen either. I haven't been on council as long as some of the people on this call have been around council. So I'm not sure if, I mean, sometimes assigning a working group to something is a way, I've at least understood people to perceive it as a way to kind of delay action on something. So I don't want that to happen either. I would welcome any opinion from some of the more seasoned members of this group who might have an opinion on whether it would be best to have a joint meeting or request council to assign a working group, because I'm willing to do whatever is recommended by this group because you've been dealing with it for longer. Sorry to not be more specific. Looks like Ed has a question.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Ed.
Actually, Gary, you want to go first, and then I'll You may be thinking the same thing I'm thinking, but why don't you go first?
Oh, okay. Your hand was up right before mine. I was just going to say, I looked up the planning docket and so it's listed as a project that's underway. And it gives some information on it. And actually, this is last year's planning docket, so I don't have the current one in front of me, but last year, at least, there were two planning staff members assigned to it. But the point is, they were consumed by other stuff, and one of those people has left at the time, and we have a new staff member here to replace her. So, so anyway, that's all I know at the moment.
Well, that's helpful, and I think that I like Vicky. I really would like to go put this to council and have a meeting with council where we can go through this document with them to kind of try and move it along a little faster. You know, maybe it's going to stay stuck on the docket where it is, but I think if we just send it there and don't provide any sense of urgency, that it may be a while till it gets addressed. But I'm hoping that maybe if we go and have a meeting with them and bring it up at one of their work sessions, that perhaps we can light a little fire under it and maybe move it along a little bit.
Okay. So
that would be my request, is to have a joint meeting with council.
Okay. So just as is.
Yeah, just as is.
Okay. If everyone's comfortable with that, then we can just request another joint meeting, give them our bylaws, give them this document, ask that they, you know, approve our bylaws and prioritize this stuff in this document. Sound like good ask?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay. All right. Do you think we need a motion on that, or this document's already been approved by previous CCI, so I don't know if we need a motion or anything.
So we may want a motion to request a meeting with council.
Okay. Someone want a motion that then?
I'd be happy to make a motion.
Okay.
So I move that the CCI request a meeting with council to discuss our updated bylaws, as well as this document entitled Review of West Lynn Land Use Planning Process from 2018.
I'll second.
Okay, so moved and seconded to request a meeting with CCI, and just hands up, spell for everyone approves. All right, and approved. So Darren, I guess if you can make that request, please.
Yes, I will pass this along to the city manager.
All right. Okay. So moving on to CCI announcements, do we have any announcements by anybody? Go ahead, Ed.
Not as much an announcement as a comment on the public comments we heard earlier from Terry Cummings and from Keisha. It concerns me quite a bit when a meeting is scheduled, and I'm speaking here of the Transportation Advisory Board, with very short notice, especially when it concerns a topic that has been of concern to a large segment of the community. And there I'm speaking about the roundabouts. I would think that the that the TAB should be aware of the concerns people have about this roundabout and want to provide as much opportunity as possible for people to speak at their meeting and also to, of course, review the information that's going to be presented at the meeting. So to have the meeting come out on very short notice, the agenda come out on very short notice, is concerning to me. And I think we should have that brought to council's attention. Perhaps Councilor Baumgartner can do that, or our chair could do that as well. But it does concern me quite a bit.
Mary.
Thank you. So I'm not sure, is it Darren, did you send that out? And do you know if there was a 10-day notice on that TAB meeting?
No, the Transportation Advisory Board is staffed by Public Works. So that would be their meeting and their process.
I thought I'd seen an email about it from you, but maybe I'm wrong.
I believe I passed it along to the Planning Commission, maybe.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I just wanted to make, because the Planning Commission had just talked about roundabouts last week, so pass it along in case they were interested in viewing the meeting.
Do you know who sent that original notice out from Public Works or?
I do not, but it came from Public Works staff.
And is Morgan still there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll see if I can figure out. I was out of town last week, so I'll look through my email. I didn't think I'd seen something, but do you know when that got originally noticed or?
Bear with me.
I don't see anything about it in my email, but
maybe something that we need to discuss later in future date is if notices have some kind of timestamp on them so we know when they got noticed, because otherwise, you know, the only thing on the notice is that the date of the hearing or the meeting or whatever, but there's no way to know when it was posted.
Right. That would
just
help.
As a checks and balances, because maybe it did get posted 10 days and there's no one
yes.
knew about it.
That would help. Thank you.
I did note in the announcement for the meeting that went to the TAB members, it said, "We apologize for the delay in getting your agenda out." This came out on Monday, so yesterday. Attached is your agenda, so it appears to me that the agenda came out yesterday for a meeting tomorrow.
So Terry has your hand up, but we don't normally take public comments other than the public comment. But if you make it really quick.
I just wanted to note that I think the Oregon law is for 7 days. So if it was 2 days, that's doesn't sound like it's working. Thank you.
Yeah, Gary.
So I just went back to the email that was sent to the Planning Commission, and I missed this before, probably because I'm coming out of this COVID stuff. Anyway, at the bottom, there's the meeting agenda, and then attached to that, there is a Kittleson Roundabouts 101 presentation. And it looks like it's probably a PowerPoint presentation. I didn't see that before. But it's pretty generic, but it has some details as well. So anyway, that doesn't resolve the 2-day announcement, but at least that was included with it. But I don't remember seeing, I don't know if that was available from the agenda website page, web page.
No, when I looked at the agenda, there were no links to any presentations or anything.
So this is, was it, I mean, right here, at least it's attached to the agenda itself. It's just one big 34 page document. So.
Yeah, this is Darren. It's attached to the agenda on the meeting page also.
That doesn't seem to be the typical way of presenting this information, but at least recently, the agenda has been separate and any other documents are linked separately.
Well, I'm going to have to follow up. Sorry to speak out of turn, but because I'm looking through my email and I don't have anything about the staff meeting tomorrow. So I still don't find anything. I don't know who sent it out, but so I will have to follow up. But people do need to get proper notice.
Yep. Yeah, Ed.
Gary, I think you beat me this time. You want to go or you want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just say that, I hope Councillor Baumgartner, that you will follow up with that and perhaps let us know. It sounds like they may have had some email issues, but that still doesn't preclude having a 7-day notice. They could have scheduled it at a later meeting. So, I hope you'll report back to us maybe at our next meeting and let us know what the timeline was and why we couldn't have a 7-day notice for this meeting. Thank you.
I will do that.
Thank you.
So, Councillor Baumgartner, I just want to let you know, I just forwarded the email that had been forwarded to, that Darren forwarded to the Planning Commission. So you can see the original, what appears to be the original email announcement.
Okay. It's not coming through yet, but.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will. Thank you.
Sure.
All right. Any other member comments? Anything from council?
I'm sorry, did you ask me something?
Yeah, I was like, do you have any updates or anything you want to give us?
I don't think so.
Well, we appreciate council getting movement on the roundabouts because it is something been going on for a while.
Yes. Yes. Hopefully we can move things along. That would be ideal.
And
thank you for your patience.
Yeah. Darren, you have anything?
I do not.
All right. So if no one has anything else, then I think we will adjourn 6:28 and see you guys all next month.
Thanks.
Hope you feel better, Gary.
Yeah. Thanks all.